Paul brothers are taking over the sport that you so love, that you've basically started your career in. Is it embarrassing for Logan?
Not in the slightest.
It embarrassing what's happening to the Paul brothers in this sport?
Not at all. Like, I like what's happening with the Paul brothers. First of all, they respect the sport, and they love it. Those guys have social media followings in excess of 20 million people, right? You add there's I'm sure there's redundancy and probably bots and everything, but you add Instagram and Twitter and everything, they have Facebook, whatever else. It's over 20 million people, right? They can monetize that without fighting. They fight because they love it. They have a passion for it. And then the question is, do they respect it? They train hard. They fight hard. And I think they give the fans their money's worth. They're also not claiming to be anything that they're not, right? They're not saying, hey, we're the world's greatest fighters. They're saying we're novices and we believe in ourselves. Good for them. Boxing has a long history of exhibitions, right? Sugar Ray Robinson, Muhammad Ali, Jack Johnson, Jack Dempsey, they all fought exhibitions. And the difference today is you can get celebrity through social media followings and make interesting events. Like, it may be a commentary on how fragmented the sport is, how marginalized it is, but that would be the case. Then it would be a symptom of that, not a cause of it. And I respect what the Paul brothers are doing. I got no beef.
Yeah, I love it. I actually was in the moment thinking, man, it was kind of lame that Floyd didn't want to do more or that. Like, but then I thought to myself, like, what did I expect? But you got to give Paul credit that he stepped in there, that he went the 8 rounds. The thing that I probably respected the most was just the cardio and how it's really hard to box for 8 rounds. And yeah, he's tying him up and he's using his weight and he was doing, I thought, somewhat intelligent things. And yeah, people are engaged in the sport and people want to see it. And I just don't think that seeing events like this is so out of place when it comes to combat sports. So I'm with it. I just wonder what you think this is actually going to do to combat sports in general. Like, clearly we're going to see more of these things. It doesn't appear to be anywhere near a saturation point. Like, what do you think the future is? Do we actually start seeing guys leave the UFC? Do we start actually seeing guys end up being like more of the Badou Jack thing where you're a legitimate boxer and you're fighting underneath celebrities on big cards? Like, how does this work?
Like, economies will organize themselves.
Yeah.
As they, you know, like sometimes naturally and organically in ways that are hard to predict. I think what you're mentioning is a possibility. It's not like these guys, like, do people believe that the Paul brothers or whoever else are taking, like, okay, boxing fans have a certain disposable income. They want to spend it on a certain number of pay-per-views. They're going to spend it on Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather and then therefore not on something else, like more serious advanced fighters, right? Do people believe that's what's happening? Because I don't. I think casuals and people who are fans of the Paul brothers are the ones spending the money, or Mayweather fans are the ones spending the money. So it's not like it's eating into boxing's economy. So then the question is, what is it doing? If it's doing anything, it's raising awareness of combat sports and growing that economy. What is the problem? It's the same way I used to feel about MMA as a boxing guy when a lot of people felt threatened by the UFC. But Dana White and I go way back. Dana White had a dinner at Il Molino 20-something years ago when the UFC first was bought by Zuffa. And he had all the fighters there. Randy Couture, everyone was there. And he invited me because I wasn't being hostile to the UFC. He wanted to let me know what Zuffa's plans were. And, even then I tried to tell boxing people, guys, the UFC is not peeling fans away from boxing. It's introducing new audiences to combat sports. We should welcome them in and say, hey, why don't you sample our product? And I think for people to be defensive in combat sports now about two guys who just love to fight and are willing to take risks and are drawing eyeballs to combat sports is crazy. No, yeah. These are your allies, not your enemies.
No, Max, I love this perspective. I really do, because it actually reminds me a lot of here in Toronto. When the Toronto Raptors came into the city, a lot of hockey people, as you well know, because you're well-versed in this, that people were defensive. People were defensive of their territory. They thought, hey, is there room for another sport that competes at the same time? The way that they acted with one another, it was awful. It was like territorial. It was this famine mentality thing. And in reality, all it did was, hey, you just have more sports. You have more eyeballs on sports. You have more people coming into the building. You have more people that can buy shared season tickets. It turned out to be a great relationship. And I feel the same way with the UFC. However, I will say this. I do wonder if the actual, when we're talking about sorting out economies, if the fallout is not so much on boxing, because I think this is ultimately good for boxing. I just don't see how it's bad. But you see someone like Paulo Costa pushing back about a fighter pay. And this has been a building thing throughout the pandemic of people talking about the UFC and Dana White and whether or not fighters should be getting paid more. The John Jones story, now Costa. Dana White comes out in classic fashion and, you know, sets fire to somebody and says he should have been a YouTube star, to Costa who wants more money. But do you think that this will ever have potential economic ripple to the UFC, where you do see more guys like Tyron Woodley say, yeah, that's okay, I'm actually going to leave this and I'm going to pursue purses like this? Is there enough for those guys, the fringe guys?
No, I would say yes, it'll have some effect. That effect I don't think is predictable at this point. But I will say that the reason boxing has been marginalized and the UFC increasingly mainstream partly is about labor can like control costs on labor. So the UFC doesn't have anyone making the money the top boxers make, but they have a large, you know, sports version of a middle class, which is not a middle class, it's millionaires. But by the sports economies, it's like a large middle class. Everyone in the UFC is making a living. You know how few boxers make a living? Don't have day jobs? You know, the UFC is the major leagues of combat sports, and everyone makes money. No one gets as rich as the top handful of boxers, but is that what we're really looking for? So I would say, what's going on, guys? I'm in the street, so people will recognize me. I would say that while certain fighters are restricted by the UFC's labor cost control, like the upper echelon, John Jones or whoever else, you also have to recognize that the UFC laid the foundation in the first place to mainstream combat participants who weren't boxers, to mainstream them in such a way that they are now in a position to make this kind of money and complaining about the fact that the UFC is taking too big a percentage. Now, that negotiation between what percentage management gets and what percentage labor gets, they'll negotiate. They'll figure that out. And if the UFC is, if there are forces that give opportunities to labor, which puts pressure on the UFC to take a little smaller cut of the pie over time, then that'll happen. You know, like, but that's really just the negotiation about the details. The big picture is the UFC was operating in the red for many years before they wound up in the black. And that's why combat sports is lucrative now. Go back 30 years. No one's making any money in combat in mixed martial arts. That wasn't mainstream. There was no opportunity to make millions and millions of dollars. There is now because of the UFC's business model. So it's a negotiation, as all in all sports, between, you know, management and labor, between ownership and labor, who gets what slice of the pie.